Guys, today's an amazing day, and I have a wonderful conversation planned with my very good friend, Wendy Wright, who will be telling us about today's new moon, right? Yeah, June 10th, right after this.
Welcome to Conversations with Roland, where the goal of this show is to learn life secrets through diverse experiences. I am your host, Roland Achenjang.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Conversations with Roland. As always, I am super excited to record these conversations, and today is no different. Today is a new moon, June 10th, and with me is an amazing guest who you should already be familiar with, my very good friend, Wendy Wright. Wendy, welcome. How are you, my friend?
Thank you, Roland. I'm doing great today. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited. It's a new moon. I get to talk with you. You look amazing.
Thank you.
And it couldn't be better.
Yeah.
I'm going to learn something new today. And so I'm excited. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm still traveling and so seeing the sights and visiting people and life is good.
Yeah. I don't know if you feel comfortable just expanding on this, what I call extended vacation that you've been on.
So we take about 10 weeks in the springtime, and we hook up our trailer and we take off. We spent 5 weeks in Sedona, and now we're on the coast around San Francisco and just kind of being with the ocean and seeing different people, types of people. And we went to the Monterey Aquarium, which was just amazing. Life under the sea. Ah, you know, it makes you wonder if you want to go swimming anymore. but yeah, so we take about a third of the year and just go out and be in the world. Otherwise, we live in a cabin that's kind of isolated, so. So then we take back all of our experiences and we process them through the rest of the year.
That's awesome. You know, I learned so much from you just having these conversations. And when you talked about you're right by the sea now, you're under the aquarium, you're thinking of water, I'm thinking of emotions.
Yes.
And how your emotions are being affected so much by this. Just a couple of days ago here in where I am in Louisville, Kentucky, we had some torrential rains. And I was just thinking, whoa, everybody's emotions are going to be changing and upgrading. And this was during the third quarter of last moon cycle. And so it's nice, you know, having these conversations. And then when these opportunities show up now, I'm able to think about them in a more expanded way. And I personally, I was like, we'll see how my emotions change. And it was nice, you know, growing, integrating new information. So
especially like you just mentioned, when you have a period of rain come through. And that's a great time for you to step back and just say, okay, what is emotionally happening within me? You know? And when you do that, you are syncing yourself with nature. Do you see how that happens? Whereas you could be working and it rains and you're like, oh, it rained. Oh well, too bad. You know?
Or that's classic, right?
Right. but when you start incorporating all those cycles and all the beautiful elements into your consciousness, and you merge all that together, the whole human experience becomes so much more dimensional.
No kidding. That's what I'm all about, particularly since after the awakening, right? Nothing is as it seems anymore. It's all interconnected. And, you know, the more I'm learning, the more I'm learning about myself. And it does change the way you interrelate with other people and your environment. And I find it fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. We were discussing, my friend lives in Santa Mateo, which there's a set of small mountains between her and the sea. And so we've been camped very close to the ocean. And so we're experiencing fog every morning. And so she came over the mountains to meet us at Half Moon Bay. And she's like, yeah, I came to the fog this morning. My house is in the sunshine. So we've been talking a lot about that. Like if you live someplace where it's foggy every morning, and how that, you know, really, it does affect your consciousness. Whereas when you, like I woke up this morning and here's the bright sunshine coming in, and Chris and I were just like, ah! This is great. Yeah,
that's perfect.
Yeah.
And today too, or right now anyway, it's sun shining right here in Louisville, and so I can't fault that at all. I'm gonna use it to my advantage. I guess my emotions have been cleaned with the last days and a couple of rain, and now it's all bright sunshiny. Let's take advantage of this. We're talking about the new moon, right? It's happening June 10th, and this is the sixth moon cycle. So this will be the third moon cycle in the spring season. And I'm excited to learn about this. And, you know, over the last moon cycle, like I said, the third quarter was pretty interesting for me. Now, the new moon week was great for me too, because I think I mentioned I was trying to raise funds or capital for the pharmacy company that I'm starting. And it's just amazing how it's unfolding. One of those things where I believed, oh my goodness, there's no way I'm going to raise this amount of money, but we're getting there. Mm-hmm. What's also fascinating is the funds are coming from places I would least expect.
Yes.
Right. So one of my classmates' dad has been the largest supporter so far. And it was a 5-minute conversation I had with him.
Yes.
And I never, ever thought he would be somebody to support. And so that has been great for me in, you know, changing my relationship with money, which is also expanding my relationship with other people. Like, we're building new partnerships. He actually called me his partner. He's like, oh, we're partners now, Roland. You know, and I thought, that's neat. So I got this new relationship that I've built with just him, and then other people who are also supporting the business in that fashion. So that was great. And then over the last, you know, third quarter moon week, it's just been getting comfortable with the fact that people can trust me enough to give me this money, right? I mean, if I didn't trust myself, it won't be the case, but still, it's happening. And now you're thinking, okay, I built this, so I better maintain it. And yeah, that's been great.
So you're so great, Roland, because you're completely describing that moon cycle, our last Venus mm-hmm. compassion moon cycle, which was all about relationships. So it's like you went through the first half and you kind of created this new self-expression that was more interfacing mm-hmm. with new people and new relationships. And then you got kind of to the third quarter, and that's always the part where we have to reorient our perception of ourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you expanded your awareness of yourself to include being partners in a financial way with other people.
Absolutely.
And so in that process, I love that process, because it's like this newness is coming in and it's informing me, and I have to always be to get myself to embrace it in a way, because there's parts of me is like, do y'all really want to do that? You know, is that who you really are? And it's like, no, this is like the new part of me that's growing, and to embrace it. But I do remember parts of my life where I did resist that. Like, I was like, oh God, that looks really scary. I shouldn't, you know? And now when we start to learn about the moon cycles and everything that's happening, it's so much easier to just embrace it and say, wow, okay, where's this going, you know?
Yeah, and that's where I am. And it's also interesting because after the awakening, I got this new expanded sense of awareness. But, you know, when you're on Earth, one thing I've learned is we already know a lot of this about ourselves, but we have to actually take the steps to live it out in a physical environment. And so that's what's happening to me, is I'm assimilating the actual physical steps it takes to experience this expanded self of who I am that I know already either exists or is not out of the question, it's not out of the ordinary. But it does take some adjustment, because you are nervous. You're like, do I really want to do this exactly? Am I going to ruin relationships?
A lot of people talk about when they take on new positions or they get into a new job, and they're like, but inside they have kind of a commentary going on. Do I really know how to do this, or am I just pretending how to do this? And does other people pretend how to do this? You know, so, and it's very much, that's what's so cool when you start to really expand your awareness. It's like, it's really okay if everybody's doing that, you know, because we're all learning about ourselves and nobody is 100% sure, you know, this is who I am and this is what I do.
Yeah.
You know, so we're all in this constant expansion and growth.
Absolutely.
And then it brings so much more compassion to yourself and other people.
Absolutely. Right. It makes me think of the classic fake it till you make it. But I'm not faking it. I'm being authentic about it. When I'm afraid, I'm telling everybody, okay, this is kind of scary, but it's working. Okay, let's keep going. There's no need to slow down now. And then another thing that I'm doing with this work is building on my realization that everything I do is almost a stepping stone. Right? It may sound like I don't care about our relationship now, but no, what we're doing now is helping me expand consciousness, wisdom, and knowledge of myself that I can only use for the very next thing that I'm engaged in. And oftentimes, you know, people take baby steps or minute steps, right? Everything. But with this, I'm trying to do like a quantum leap almost. Is I want to shatter as many, you know, limiting beliefs as I can and just push, push, push. And I can feel it. When I'm pushing too much and I get that resistance, then I can sit with it like I've been doing over the last, you know, third quarter week to say, okay, yes, this is what you wanted. You're asking for this, right? Because we all create our reality. And so now deal with it and, you know, push through it. And then when you're, you know, through the other side of this, you realize now you are on another stepping stone, but it's been you've gone through a large step between where you were before and where you are right now. So
that's awesome what you just brought up. How when we try to force the issue, we try to force the growth in the way we want it to go, mm-hmm. and you can feel the wall that you hit. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, consciousness expands in its own way. There's a flow to it. There's a rhythm to it. There's and so once you start to feel that difference of when you're forcing it or when it's just unfolding.
Yeah.
And during the third quarter week, that becomes very apparent because you're releasing certain things out of your consciousness so that the new can come in. And then you're also, it's like you're creating this rich, dark soil so that the next seed can be planted.
I love it.
You know?
Yeah.
And a lot of times people in the very last part of that moon week, the third quarter moon week, people get impatient because it's like you can feel everything slow down and you can feel everything. And so everybody's like, no, I want it to move again, you know? And it's like you have to remind yourself. And this last third quarter moon week has 3 days that are associated with the sun. And so those days is really doing that. It's like pulling you to slow down for this new moon seed that we're doing today has been very much prepared. That soil, our consciousness, has very much been prepared for this new moon seed.
I love how you describe that. And I won't, you know, delay you anymore. Let's get right into this, right? This new moon, what are its influences? What are we supposed to start being aware of as far as new aspects of who we are that we may currently, you know, not know?
Okay. So this new moon cycle that we're stepping into today is all about Mercury's compassion. And the first thing I want to mention about this moon cycle is that it's a transitional moon cycle. It stretches between the spring season and the summer season. So during this moon cycle, we're going to have the summer solstice on June 20th. So that makes it a very mutable kind of a moon cycle because all these things are kind of moving together and we're transforming this move into the summer season. And so when we do that, we go from a creative impulse to a receptive impulse. And that's what this transitional moon cycle is going to be doing. And that's what happens on the summer solstice. So this first part of the year, we've been creating and we've had a lot of outward energy going on. And as we go through the summer solstice, that impulse is going to change for the whole rest of the year. We're going to go into a receptive impulse where we take everything we've experienced the first half of the year and we assimilate it into our consciousness. So the dynamics that happen in a moon cycle also happen on a more dimensional level of the year.
Oh, that's great.
So they're kind of, they're like nested boxes of the same dynamic.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't need to beat on that because you were talking about basically the larger moon cycle of the year versus the, you know, 12 moon cycles that we've been talking about. We're transitioning from the creative to now the receptive.
So Mercury is very much about the link between spirit and mind. And sometimes Mercury gets a bad rap.
Yeah.
In traditional astrology. And what I'd like to do is kind of change that and flip that upside down, because the effects of Mercury really is, Mercury opens up, it's a link, opens up the spiritual aspect of ourself. When you say link between spirit and mind. So you do a lot of meditation. So when you do meditation, that's what you're really doing, is you're enhancing that link between spirit and mind. That's what meditation is. And so that's what Mercury is all about. And when we have Mercury influencing a moon cycle, what happens is we open ourselves up to spirit. And now there's three types of relationships I've talked about before, where there's the relationship with self, relationship with others, and then there's a relationship with like higher consciousness and nature. Mercury, being the link between spirit and mind, is all about that larger relationship, that wholeness, the symbiotic system of, you know, Gaia and Earth and the solar system and spirituality. And so we've gone through two different types of compassion with the last two moon cycles. And so this compassion is very much us opening ourselves up to the spiritual aspect of ourselves. And when we do that, we can become very compassionate on a much larger level. We start to really appreciate and understand nature and how nature is the divine, and how, like we started talking about in our conversation, how rain comes through, and you can either be like, oh, it rained today, or you can be like, cool, I wonder what's happening with me today with the rain. How am I in relationship with the rain? You know,
yeah.
And how you open that up. So nature is very much spiritual and divine. And so the more that we incorporate that into our lives on an everyday level, the deeper compassion we have with the world and everything that's going on with being human.
That's great. And I also like that you're taking this opportunity to switch the narrative associated with Mercury for real, right? Because we always think Mercury retrograde issues are going haywire with communications, whether it's, you know, our computers, our handwritings, or our exchange of information with other people. But here you're saying, no, Mercury is all about expansion of our, you know, mind and spirit, or increasing that connection together.
Well, if you think about the narrative that's there right now, where everybody's like, oh no, my computer's not going to work. Okay, what is happening is that it's interrupting your daily agenda, basically. When you sit down and you're like, I'm going to do my email, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. And what happens is this vibration interrupts what you have planned, so that you have to stop and take a step back, and it makes you have to be more inner reflective. Because if you just keep going on your daily agenda and nothing interrupts it, you're not learning much. You think you're in control of everything that's happening.
That's so great. I love it. And it's why I like this is because it's another way to explain the same thing, right? Sometimes many astrologers say, okay, this is a time to slow down and not do certain things. But instead of saying not do certain things, it's instead do certain things, which is pay more attention to what you need to know about who you are within, or pay attention to when your communication is interrupted. It's not that you shouldn't communicate, but maybe change how you're communicating or what you're communicating about.
So we think of communication as between each other, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Or receiving communication about the world. All right. Mm-hmm. But what this moon cycle is all about, it's about receiving inner communication with spiritual aspect of yourself.
I'm all for it. You know, I'm a chronic meditator. So, so I'm going to use this as an excuse to not forego, and not that I even do anyway, but not forego any meditations during this entire moon cycle. So, right, in the first week, we usually get awarenesses. Any ideas of what we can expect over this next week of how they may show up?
With Mercury, it has to do with what I already talked about, where you're going to feel a deeper connection to being human. It's going to open up that it might not just be Wendy, and it might not just be my physical body, that there's a whole spiritual, energetic aspect to me. So depending where the person is or whoever it is, you know, that opens up a little more. And how that takes form is really up to the person's reality. So it's really, in a general way, you can just be a little more aware of what you might think is synchronicities or coincidences happening, okay? And that is spirit coming forward and playing a part coming through you and showing you that there's more to the physical than physical. There's spiritual and energetic and mystery and adventure, and sometimes people like to call it magic because it's just something unexplainable.
Yeah. I love the use of the word synchronicities, right? Once you start paying more attention to the truth that there's more to you than just your physical bodies, then you see the signs everywhere. And then you can now use that phenomenon and label it as, you know, synchronicities, which I'm most certainly looking forward to that. Now, we can talk about the second week, I guess, after the first quarter moon week.
So the first moon week is going to be, like I said, more about impressions. And you might have these more spontaneous synchronicities. But then that's building new concepts and ideas in your consciousness. And so the second moon week is when those start to take form. When you start to do new activities, things will be presented to you that might be a little more unusual, and they might have more of a spiritual quality to them for you to step into.
That's great. So I may be jumping the gun here, but some of it may be coming up for me already in a new way. Like, you know, we visited a center, like a daycare center, and I was speaking to the owner of that place. And, you know, the idea of me being like a guest meditation instructor for his staff and some of the kids there, I loved, because I've only worked with adults as far as, you know, teaching them to become effective meditators. Well, I shouldn't say teaching them, working with them to become effective meditators and also continuing to expand my practice. But this would be the first time where I'm working with kids. And I've been so excited to work with my own daughter in this avenue. But now it's like, oh, it's the opportunity to expand this, which is connecting with these folks, at least in my mind, in a more deeply spiritual avenue, could be an opportunity. So we'll see how that develops, right, over the next 2 weeks and see what comes of it. I mean, yeah.
And Roland, it's so beautiful what you just said, because you're taking the last moon cycle, new relationships, and then that has a spiritual aspect to it. So what a great thing you just brought up, because some of those new relationships or restructured relationships might come back and be presented of seeing the spiritual aspect of that, which is what you just described.
Yeah, we'll see. Now, we like to talk about the chakras that are affected within us during each moon cycle. And with this one, what do we need to know and what can we learn?
This moon cycle is very much about the root chakra. So we're starting to move into those chakras that have physical locale to them, or we actually perceive the physical locale. And the root chakra is very much at the base of your spine, and it's very interconnected with Gaia. So we talk about, okay, we're talking about the spiritual aspect of yourself. So you have what's Kundalini energy, that runs through you or flows through you. And so the root chakra is very much the entrance point or the portal or where it's coming from, that Gaia energy, and moves up through you. It enters you, if you want to get very physical about it. And so here's an example of like the root chakra. When I'm taking a long hike and my mind starts to wander and I'm thinking, wow, I wonder if we're where we're supposed to be or going, or, you know, you're kind of like, and so then I bring my awareness to my root chakra and I can feel that concentrated awareness come into Gaia also. So I become more connected and grounded with the earth and everything. And then I have a deep sense of, I could walk forever. I could just keep walking, you know? So
yeah.
It's very much, I would suggest to people to play with their root chakra, where you bring your awareness there, especially when you're in activity, because it has a lot to do with that too. And but the root chakra is a very grounding chakra. So if we take those aspects of that chakra and we look at the aspects of the moon cycle we just talked about, opening yourself up to your spiritual side of yourself, that chakra is very much about that, because it's where that earthly energy flows up through you.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Wendy, I want to ask you, do you perform certain techniques to bring your awareness to your root chakra, for instance?
Actually, I have a meditation that it's more of a meditation that lets your reality flow outward. And so what you can do is I teach people how to play with their awareness in their body, so that you could, you know, a lot of times our awareness is so held within our mind. It's so held within our head. And so what I do is help people just, okay, let's just get a sense of self, let the reality float outwards, and then we move that awareness to like your heart, or you can move it to your like zero point, or you can move it to any of those chakras, and you can really get a sense when you do that. Like right now, my whole body lights up. It's like, wah, 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 you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But that gives you more of a integration with your awareness and the physicalness of yourself, and also being human in a way with the world. So when you move your awareness to your root chakra, it's very much a very powerful grounding experience, because you're very much getting that earthly energy. You're feeling that very primal energy.
Oh, that's beautiful. No, I like that. And the reason I'm asking would be is because, you know, with me, I meditate all the time. So there are so many different techniques that I use depending on what I'm feeling and what my goal is, like what I'm trying to attain. But one thing I've noticed is with my root chakra, especially if I start there, I usually will squeeze my anal sphincter. It's really, yeah, I would squeeze that and it does ground me. And I don't know if it's because I've had a Kundalini awakening, but when I squeeze it, I can feel this Kundalini energy move throughout my body. And it would literally, I can find where there's a block because the energy won't move up to my head. And the more I do it and hold for a certain amount of time, then that block kind of, it pushes through, or I release it, then I see what the issue was. And it would affect every single part of my body. Interestingly enough, even down to my legs. Like if I do it right now, I can feel it. Like my posture just changed right there, and that's it moving. And I'm not. You may think I was faking that, but no. Besides squeezing your anal sphincter and, you know, seeing what happens, paying attention to that. The root chakra is also associated with the color red. So that may be something you could do. And I guess I'll take this moment to invite anyone who is listening to listen to my chakra series that I recorded with my very good friend, Char Young. I mean, she's amazing. But yeah, that would be a good time to look at that too. Or listen to that as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's so awesome you do those sessions, because, You know, that has, like, we talk about it here in our discussion, but people can dive so much more into it. And I've heard, I have not had a chance to listen to the overview. I've had so many people come back to me and say, oh, Wendy, the Roland's overview of those chakras is so awesome. The first, I think, interview you did with.
Yeah, with Char.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're jumping the gun here, but we cycled through all the seven major ones that we're all familiar with, and then we went deep dive into each one, and a lot of it was just us bantering and making fun of each other, but it's great stuff. Oh, but we're right at the end here, and before we close, I do want to plug this in again. Like, I'm using this, like, every single moment I get, and if I miss a couple of days, I always go back and write in again. And I don't know if I've shown the inside of it, but you can see how the book is designed with space for you to write down the impressions, the vision, the awarenesses you're getting during each moon cycle week. And it's a beautiful book. So for anyone who is watching, check out mewe.us.org and get a copy of your Moon Vibes Planner. But Wendy, it's June 10th. We've talked about the new moon. It's all about Mercury's compassion, expanded awareness and connection between our mind and spirit. Look for awarenesses this next week and then opportunities to express those over the next, the following week. Anything else we need to know about this new moon?
I do think there's a solar eclipse happening, and I have not really read up too much about the solar eclipse, but there is a relationship between the lunar eclipse at the full moon of the last moon cycle and this solar eclipse. So that might be a fun thing for people to kind of research and see what they find out about it too.
Yeah, for sure. And if you do, please leave comments in this video so we can all learn or expand our awareness that way. But Wendy, it's always a pleasure. Continue enjoying your extended vacation, like I call it.
And good luck with all the things you're working on too, Roland. They sound so exciting. I'm so glad we get updates every now and then too.
Yeah, it's exciting. All right, guys, you know how to connect with Wendy, mewe.us.org. She's also on Instagram at Wendy_MWU, I believe. And then you can connect with me, Roland, at chenjiang.com. And I invite you to create an amazing day.